Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, July 25th. Tesla has applied to trademark the term Cyber Roundup ahead of what looks like is going to be a rebranded annual shareholder meeting. The Cyber Roundup comes after Tesla held a Cyber Rodeo event at Gigafactory Texas for the start of Model Y production and the unveiling of the factory. Tesla has traditionally held its annual meeting in the Bay Area, and more specifically at the Computer History Museum in Mountain View. But now, with Tesla moving its headquarters to Texas, the automaker is leaning into the cowboy aesthetic. Tesla filed for both advertising and business clothing categories, presumably for marketing around the meeting to sell t-shirts. Similar to the Cyber Rodeo, some people are again expecting some sort of announcement with the Cybertruck, considering the cyber word used in the name, although it could just be a fancy name for their regular old shareholder meeting. The meeting will be held on August 4th, 4:30 Central Time. Tesla has released impressive new footage of one of its robots pulling a still-smoking large casting part from one of the Gigapress machines. This new casting approach from Tesla has greatly simplified the Tesla body shops, bringing the number of robots per unit in production capacity down quite significantly. In some assemblies, it's going from 70 parts down to just 2. Tesla is going all in on giant casting technology, as earlier this year, the press manufacturer who makes them, IDRA, was teasing a new 9,000-pound press that would take the prize as the largest in the world. It was later confirmed that this monstrous machine would be used for an upcoming Cybertruck body at Gigafactory Texas. Tesla has disclosed in a new filing today that it was recently subpoenaed by the SEC over Elon Musk's tweets again. This is the second time in the last year. Musk and the SEC have had a few run-ins with each other, and it rarely comes with a good outcome. Most famously, the SEC filed a lawsuit against Musk over his infamous funding secured comment back in 2018. Since then, Musk has been abrasive with the commission, resisting what his lawyers are calling harassment from the government agency. Based on Tesla's filing, it sounds like the SEC was concerned over a tweet that Musk made about Tesla last month and then subpoenaed them to see if the legal department had approved of the tweet first. As of yet, it's not definitive which tweet it was. The day of the subpoena, Musk did tweet about Tesla accelerating the right-hand drive Model Y production. If that's the case, then there isn't really much for the SEC to hang their hat on. Tesla has reportedly started applying for more public grants to expand its supercharger network, with a requirement that it can be used by non-Tesla electric car owners. The ongoing crawl towards opening up the charger network continues. Tesla is doing so with the goal of securing the government funding to accelerate the deployment of the network in general. And now, the Wall Street Journal reports today that Tesla has already started applying for those funds based on what they called, quote, recent regulatory filings and other documents. Now, unfortunately, the publication is light on details and only references two applications. The only other effort that they mention in the article was some new superchargers in California, although that's part of a state program, and Tesla has mostly had a positive relationship with the Golden State. The average electric car price in the United States hit $66,000 last month, a more than 13% increase year over year. But there is a little bit more to the story. Kelley Blue Book is out with a new report tracking average car prices across the United States. The report confirms that the average EV price did increase to 13.7%, but that's actually in line with the price increase for the broader car market, which was up 12.7%. Another note is that EVs are typically targeting luxury or premium models at the moment. This is especially true with vehicles like Tesla, which are outselling everyone, and Tesla's prices have climbed up for about 2 years now. German solar electric vehicle company Sono Motors debuted the production design of their upcoming Scion solar electric car. According to Sono Motors, the final production design of the vehicle received major enhancements to both the interior and exterior, including fewer lines and clearer surfaces. Sono Motors is currently building out its fleet of series validation vehicles for testing that is already underway. After this announcement, Sono followed up with an additional world premiere of their solar bus kit. It will go on to existing city buses to retrofit them and help reduce carbon emissions. While it doesn't convert the entire drivetrain to electric power, the kit can partially power systems on board, such as the HVAC, to save vehicle fuel and vehicle emissions. Ree Automotive, EAVX, and Morgan Olson have kicked off a live demonstration of the Proxima van, a joint prototype combining the MOEAVX's new body and Ree's P7 platform. The van body was developed by EAVX and Morgan Olson and sits atop the Ree P7 modular electric vehicle platform. The result is an all-electric walk-in van that utilizes X-by-wire technology, demonstrating more modular flexibility to develop and scale commercial EVs, going all the way from a Class 2B to a Class 6 vehicle. All three companies state that the customer evaluations will continue for several weeks, giving them the opportunity to experience the platform in real time. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.